Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or ileal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Quite a celebration at the number one seed stock cattle operation in America, Express Ranches, as they held their customer appreciation celebration Friday night ahead of their big event sale on Saturday. Among those in attendance, Governor Kevin Stitt, who came away mightily impressed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Bob Funk, if you've ever been to his ranch, it's got to be one of the nicest places in the country. And then this cattle sale rivals anything in the country. So we're so proud of Bob and what he does for rural Oklahoma, for our agricultural community. Can't say enough of great things about him. I mean, his support of 4-H, OIE, it's just unbelievable. I got so excited about it. My son's going to be showing hogs this year, so I'm excited to see everybody out there at the different fairs.
You know, you've obviously been in office now 8 months. Do you feel like you're being able to move the needle?
You know, I really do. Nobody can do it by themselves, so I've got to give all the credit to my team and the good Lord for helping us have a great, successful session. But I believe that the legislature was looking for leadership. They were looking for what direction we need to go, and we had a really successful session. I mean, we put savings back for the first time ever. We have over $1 billion now in savings in our state, and that's something that historically has never happened. We gave our school teachers another pay raise for the second year in a row. That's never happened before. I believe we have to take care of our school teachers. It's just been a great session. We got the agency accountability. So I am committed to making sure that we are good stewards of Oklahoma taxpayer dollars.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt visiting with us at the Express Ranch's Customer Appreciation Celebration this last Friday night in Yukon. Earlier last week, had the opportunity to talk with the immediate past president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Jimmy Music from southwestern Oklahoma. Jimmy indicates that he's an optimist when it comes to the future of the wheat industry, despite the downturn in acres over the last several years. He says the key to getting things turned around, profitability for wheat producers.
Well, obviously, the main ingredient to that scenario is price, and it needs to be above $5.50 to see our acres increase like it should. We're actually in our particular farming operation going to increase our acres a little bit because we want to rotate around with some cotton and some different alfalfa. We had a lot of alfalfa destroyed from floods, and so we're going to rotate a little more. But I really think that we've got the possibility, if we can get these export markets opened up and be able to move more product and more of our commodity, I think we've got a chance of bringing wheat back into where it should be, and we're really looking forward to that happening.
Wheat industry leader Jimmy Music. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Big Horn Classic live from Sheridan, Wyoming, the 19th to the 23rd of August. It'll be seen live on SLA-TV, that's Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction each day started at 9 a.m. Central Time. 208,000 head will be offered. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.